And I'd like to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with New Mexico Magazine. He's here with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Catherine Ugaretz is here. She's manager of the Gutsy Girls program at the Santa Fe Institute and is here to tell us about a lovely thing that's happening this weekend. Welcome.
Thank you.
So what's happening this weekend?
Well, this Sunday, our learning lab at the Santa Fe Institute's Project Guts is receiving an award from the After School Alliance, which is a national organization that supports after school programming throughout the nation. So to celebrate, we are going to have a community event on Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. at El Museo. There will be all sorts of things for boys, girls, families. We'll have activities and workshops that you can take around computer programming and computer modeling, as well as animation, sewn circuits. You can take apart an owl pellet and see what it ate as you discover more about food systems. So we're celebrating Project Guts and how that has worked for students, middle school students throughout the state.
The last time you were here, you brought these two amazing young women, I think an 8th grader and a 12th grader at the time,
yes,
who had just basically overcome whatever stigmas there might have been for girls about computer programming and were just taking off like rockets. It was so beautiful to witness.
Oh, they're both wonderful. One of the young women, Celeste Hernandez, will certainly be at the event with our other mentors who are high school mentors. And the other student, Sarah Hartsey, is now at Brown. So, but Project Guts, I just want to emphasize, is mixed. It's for boys and girls.
Right.
And so the day will also include much younger students, really 10 and above. But you could bring your even younger student if you're willing to sit in a workshop with him or her as they learn.
So it's 1 o'clock on Sunday at El Museo Cultural, and basically everybody's welcome, and if you have any inclination, or your kids do, or think you have even a remote inclination towards science or technology, you can just come and explore.
Absolutely, and I think curiosity is the best way to become inspired. You don't have to know you love it, you can just be curious about it.
Right, right. So there's the Guts program, and which is growing up thinking scientifically, and there's the there's a specific girls program. Those are kind of related?
They are related. Project Guts was created first, and that is an after-school club at various middle schools throughout the state. And they look at computer modeling, and each semester there's a theme. Then they look at a real-world problem and then do some research and discover what kind of what-if questions they have around, say, pollution or ecosystems or emergency egress. And Science of Friendship is one thing that we're doing right now, as well as a pilot program.
Excellent. Well, much more to talk about, and let's get you back on the air another time soon. Catherine Ugaretz from the Guts program at the Santa Fe Institute, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having us.
Rob DeWalt.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are we caffeinated?
Yeah, as much as I can be caffeinated at the moment without having to excuse myself, yes. I am.
So what's going on this weekend?
Well, if people aren't trying to catch up on their firewood cutting in our now reopened national forests, there's tons of stuff that they can actually do. You know, it's the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival.
Yay!
Which I am a huge fan of.
We love them.
I believe John Waters is tonight, I think. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the program.
The schedule is huge, but I mean, check it out. I mean, there's like 150 screenings and other events. It goes through, I think it's like a 5-day festival. If you go to the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival website, you can find out more. But these guys are doing an incredible job. They're bringing John Waters down here, which is amazing.
Love it.
And I believe they screened a sold out screening of the Johnny Tapia film last night.
Right.
So kudos to these guys for putting out a great festival, and it's a huge lineup. You're just gonna have to go to SantaFeIndependentFilmFestival.com and check it out, because it just goes on and on, which is
excellent.
Great.
Excellent. Good. Santa Fe Film Festival.
Independent.
Independent, right. Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. On another note, Mark Aldendurfer is going to be giving the membership lecture on for the School for Advanced Research at the New Mexico History Museum. It's called An Archaeology of Tibetan Buddhism. It's Thursday, the 24th of October, from 6 o'clock to 7:30, and it's basically he's one of the only Westerners who's allowed to participate on ancient Buddhist archaeology. So
oh.
It should be a very interesting thing. And for more information, you can go to the School for Advanced Research's website, sarweb.org.
That's sweet.
Yep.
Tomorrow, this is cool, Fashion Heat 2013, Native Fashion as Art Show. This is going to be an awesome thing. It's just sort of tied into the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. IIA Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, in collaboration with the Independent Film Festival and the Pablita Velarde Museum of Indian Women in the Arts, showcase a local fashion show highlighting Native American designers who push the creative exploration of fashion. We've got Patricia Michaels, Rose Simpson, Wendy Redstar, Naomi Bebo, Lloyd Kivanu, and Kay Bennett. This is all kinds of cool stuff.
Very cool indeed.
At the El Dorado Hotel. You gotta buy tickets, and you can get them at ticketsantafe.org, and they're actually not that expensive.
And
there's going to be limited tickets at the door, so I would recommend getting them online. And that's going to be a really fun event. I think it goes from about 4:30 to 6:30 tomorrow.
Hey, how about Cat of the Week?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cat of the Week is called Smudge. Smudge is a sweet and playful kitten. He's a handsome boy with a short black and white coat. And he's... Well, this is interesting. They're calling him a kitten, but they're saying he was born in 2009. So I'm not really sure whether he's a kitten or a cat. But anyway, if you're interested in adopting Smudge, who I'm sure is a very good kitty, you can call 505-316-2281. You can go to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com for email, or fandfnm.org.
Neat.
Yep.
That's great. Hey, I got to say, I'm very, very happy with our new family member that we got from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society.
Oh, do tell. That thing is so cute.
Well, when we got him, his name at the shelter was Noir, but now his name is Bones, which is an odd name choice considering that the other dog in the house thinks a bone is something else. But we got him home, and he's just settled right in. And he's just a good boy, and he listens, and he walks on the leash, and he's house trained, and he's only a year and a half old.
Aww.
And he's a star.
Excellent.
And he gets along with the other dogs. So
Santa Fe Animal Shelter. I went to the Barking Ball last weekend.
How was it?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was really, really a beautiful event. Those are always so great. And I brought my little Horatio, and he wanted to sniff everybody and everything, and that's what it was like.
Did you dress him up?
I did not, but I would be happy to put him in a, because he's a dark dog, and I'd be happy to put him in a white tie one of these days.
A white tie? I'm sure they make those for dogs.
I have already Googled it.
Yeah.
By the way, this isn't the dog of the week, but I did get a Facebook post about a really beautiful puppy found on Columbus Day who needs to find his home. He has not been claimed. He's got a brown body, floppy ears, a little white face, and little white socks on his paws, and he looks like the cutest thing I've ever seen. If I didn't have three dogs, I'd adopt him immediately. For more information, you can call 989-4500.
I don't need another dog, otherwise I would.
I know. I don't need another dog either. Three is the limit.
The puppies melt. It's like, you know, I've got the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, like, Facebook page, you know, like I subscribe to it, and they always are putting up all these pictures, and I'm like, oh, somebody adopt these poor things.
And some people look at pornography late at night. Some of us
look at
go
puppies.
To dog rescue sites.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to middle age. Anyway.
It's not middle age. I've always been like this.
Anywho.
Maybe it's middle age.
There are some great art openings to think about this weekend, including, let's see, we've actually got a closing reception at Zane Bennett Contemporary Art for Walling, Containing Architecture, Mixed Media Work by Tom Miller, and there's a closing reception today from 3 to 5. And then we also have tons of openings tonight. We've got Canyon Road Paint Out is actually today. A sixth annual event with plein air painters and other artists demonstrate their craft. And this runs through Sunday. There's going to be like at least 100 people out there painting on the street.
Cool.
And it's a cool event, you know.
I mean, it's supposed to still be nice this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we're hoping. I need time to get my dog a coat.
Yeah, I need to still do some exterior waterproofing.
Yeah. And then Llewellyn Galleries at the Rail Yard has Beyond Earth's Rhythms, paintings by Michael Roque Collins. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. And that's up through November 24th. Manitou Galleries has plein air artists, and of course, because they're on Canyon Road. Let's see. We've got a lot of things happening on Canyon Road because of the paint out, obviously. But we've got Bill Hester Fine Art on Canyon Road. This has got a group show. Adobe Gallery, Alexander Stevens Fine Art. I mean, Canyon Road is kind of where it's at.
Excellent.
This weekend. I mean, there are other things going on. But in that general vicinity, that's where it's all happening.
Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Center, Serenata of Santa Fe presents No Stone Unturned with special artist mezzo-soprano Krista River and various other wonderful folks on violins and cello and double bass and piano and so on. Premiere by John Harbison with works by Oliver Messiaen, Brahms, and Thomas Oboe Lee. His middle name is Oboe?
That's a pretty cool,
that's cool
middle name. October.
If you're a composer.
It's like October Fiesta. That's what it's all about. Santa Fe Brewing Company is having its third annual October Fiesta. And this is sort of a fundraiser for local charities. And there's going to be bluegrass music, alt-country music, and there's going to be jam rock. And they're going to sell beer and food. Basically, it's a free event, but there's going to be food vendors and there's going to be beer for sale. And all this stuff benefits Santa Fe Animal Shelter and the Humane Society, the Esperanza Shelter, and Kitchen Angels.
Awesome.
And it's from noon to 7 p.m. on Saturday out there at the Santa Fe Brewing Company.
So excellent.
Go and check that out. I mean, it's a free event, you know, but, you know, go out there and have a few brewskis and maybe some bratwurst, you know, for...
I love bratwurst.
I know. It's
I love German food.
I do too. I miss Renata's restaurant out in Pecos.
Yeah.
You know, she's a friend of the family, I keep seeing her, and I keep going, I just want the recipe for your potato salad.
That's all I want.
And then we can part ways. No, but her sauerbraten. Oh my gosh! Somebody open a German restaurant in Santa Fe now.
Yeah. Now there's a butcher shop that's threatening to open, or that seems to be opening in.
The Pollo Real butcher shop there.
Near the Montañita Co-op supermarket in West Alameda.
Yeah.
And I'm dying to see if they've got German meats.
I'm not sure. I'm not really sure what they're going to have. It's been a long time coming. But they're poised to open soon-ish.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big perk for that neighborhood, I think.
Yes, so, indeed. For carnivores, omnivores among us.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a note from Turner Carroll Gallery. That shouldn't be a tongue twister. That tomorrow they're having discussions by leaders in the visual arts in New Mexico. And at 4 o'clock, Visual Thinking in a Changing World by Tim Mullane of the Albuquerque Academy. And then at 5 o'clock, from Raymond Johnson to Kiki Smith, the UNM Art Museum's permanent collection at 50 years by Lisa Tamaris. So should be interesting stuff. Nice to have those kinds of talks about art.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a verbal type.
Exactly. Hey, Steve Vai, guitar god, is coming to the Lenzic on Thursday, October 24th. This guy's, he's a Grammy winner. He's played with Yngwie Malmsteen, Joe Satriani, and David Lee Roth. Wow! So
now you're talking my language.
That's what I'm talking about. And tickets, of course, are available at ticketsantafe.org, 988-1234. Show starts at 7:30, I think. And go to the website, because this guy is amazing. And he's coming to Santa Fe, which is cool.
That is very cool indeed.
Yeah.
So let's see. What else do we have?
We've got Santa Fe Pro Musica happening.
Excellent.
Right? We haven't mentioned Santa Fe Pro Musica yet. There's a concert at 6 p.m. at St. Francis Auditorium at the New Mexico Museum of Art. Music of Tchaikovsky. And it's featuring flutist Carol Redmond. Starts at 6 o'clock. If you go to santafepromusica.com or tickets santafe.org, you can find tickets for that show.
And here's something from Opposite Books that has two bookstores, Tome on the Range in Las Vegas, New Mexico, where Peter Lopez will present his gorgeous work on mural artist Edward O'Brien on Saturday, tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And then here in town, local author Robert Mayer will read from and sign copies of his new book, Eyes, tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And so... It says, don't miss this opportunity to witness a reading from perhaps the first book narrated by an ophthalmologist.
Wow. That's random. I want to stand corrected. John Waters is actually tomorrow night at the Lenzic. And if you go to ticketsantafe.org, you can find tickets, of course.
Yes.
That's going to be an awesome show.
If you can find tickets.
If you can find tickets.
Do it now.
Yeah. I would hop on that if you're... like everybody else in town and procrastinate, go ahead and do it now.
Right.
You know, don't wait till your lunch break. Just, you know, hide your laptop from your boss and get online and
right.
buy the tickets.
There you go.
No one will know. I encourage people to go out to the Santa Fe Farmers Market, too. They're open from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday.
Yep. Set your alarm for 10:30 and make it over there by...
Just...
by noon when it closes.
I know. I mean, I'm lamenting. Like soon, like all of the chili roasters are going to be gone. It's just not going to smell as good.
Stock
in town.
Up. Yeah, it's
gonna,
true.
It's going to smell like road salt and exhaust. And pinon.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. And the stale indoors because you can't open the door to air your house out.
Yeah.
Craig Barnes, founder of We Are People Here, longtime KSFR radio host, has been named winner of the 2013 Distinguished Community Service Award of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe. He will be presented an award at the 11 a.m. service on Sunday, October 20th, at the congregation on Barcelona Street at Galisteo. So for more information, you can call 988-3718. But it's a wonderful chance to go out and honor this marvelous person, Craig Barnes.
Indeed, indeed. And I want to encourage people to go out to the CD release party for Ben Wright's One on the Way. And there's also going to be DJ Aaron E. and Feather Reacher also going to be there. This is at Molly's Kitchen and Lounge, which is one of the most interesting but cool places to see a show in Santa Fe. And it's very close to my house, so I'm very excited. I think the show gets started around 9 o'clock. Ben Wright is an amazing musician, and you should all go out and support him.
Excellent.
Yes. I'm going to be there. And what else? Let's see.
What else? I'm looking for... Okay, here we go. October 19th. That's tomorrow.
Oh.
Caswet Galleries is taking part in Art Matters, and they are doing a staged reading of... Let's see. Gift for Giving Productions doing a staged reading of Motherhood Out Loud, performed by Debriana Mancini, Kelly Kiernan, Elena Warren Zachary, Elisa Downing, and many more... And directed by Janet Davidson. It's a funny and often poignant set of scenes and monologues on parenting. So, and it's followed by a panel discussion. Caswick Galleries, it's at 203 West Water Street. It's at 6 o'clock. Reservations are requested but not necessary. So, but there's not a phone number that I can see, so just check it out. Just go over there, I guess.
Michael Franti and Spearhead are coming to Santa Fe on Wednesday at 7:30 at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. Tickets are available through the Lenzic, ticketsantafe.org. I believe this is a 21 and over show.
Okay.
But check with ticketsantafe.org. They will know. But it's been a while since Franti's been in Santa Fe proper, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it has been a while. It's a couple of years.
Yeah. And let's see. I Hate Hamlet is still playing at the Santa Fe Playhouse,
oh,
isn't
good.
It?
Oh, good. Yes.
I bumped into Robert Knott yesterday.
Did it hurt?
Yeah. No, he gave me a big old hug, and he said, let's go have a beer, and you have to come and see my play. And, so, you know, I'm planning on it.
Good.
I'm planning on it.
So, let's see.
We've got some movie stuff going on, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, the cool thing is we have Night of the Living Dead, right? We've got the original Night of the Living Dead at the screen on Saturday at 8:15, and it's going to be really, really good.
You know what else is at the screen? That Muscle Shoals documentary.
Yes.
It's so good.
Oh,
I haven't
seen it.
So much. I loved it so much. I go see it again.
That's going to be a great one. I mean, Night of the Living Dead, George A. Romero, this is a classic, and it's, you know, it's Halloween, and I'm a zombie.
I'm a zombie, he said.
I stay home and watch really bad zombie movies. Last weekend I did it, and I will do it this weekend too. I watched Zombies versus Strippers. I watched two interesting ones. One was about a flock of zombie sheep, and the other was about a zombie turkey. And then this weekend I'm watching one about a swarm of zombie bees.
Do we really? Do you really feel that we need to know this about you?
There's really not that much on Netflix to watch, if anybody knows.
Well, you have to order the DVDs.
Yeah.
The online streaming is very limited.
Yeah.
In conjunction with the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival, a historic horseback ride into the plaza will take place at 11 a.m. From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, tomorrow. The ride is in honor of all horses and to bring awareness to the many issues facing horse management today. Speakers and information booths and all kinds of things will be on the plaza. A reception and silent auction will follow at 4 o'clock at the Due West Gallery at 217 West San Francisco Street next to the Lenzic. And it says, let's have an honest discussion on the state of equine affairs and find alternative strategies to horse slaughter.
Hmm.
That's an interesting issue because there's all these feral horses who aren't really bona fide wild horses. They're like a lot of times horses that have been let go because the owners couldn't afford to feed them. And they're multiplying like rabbits and screwing up the watersheds in certain areas. Mm-hmm. And so then they try to round them up and everybody goes bananas. But it's a real problem.
It is a real problem. And there's no clear-cut solutions at the moment.
Yeah. Well, you know, one solution is they have ways to just do birth control. It's just expensive.
Yeah. I know. But it's the alternatives. let's see. We've got the shocking documentary After Tiller at the Center for Contemporary Arts. Have you seen this yet?
No, what is it?
After Tiller?
No.
George Tiller, one of a handful of doctors trained to perform the third trimester abortions in the United States, was assassinated while in church in 2009. And then this film actually sort of delves into what happens to the four remaining doctors that perform them. And it's very controversial subject, I know, but it's also a very moving and very important film.
Yeah, very, very important film. I think people who get, a lot of people who get really emotional about that stuff don't know much about it.
Right. Well, I know a lot of people on both sides of the issue don't understand how many people it actually affects.
Yeah.
One more thing about zombies. I just have to say that Birth of the Living Dead is a great documentary that sort of gets inside George A. Romero's head and talks about Night of the Living Dead. That is also at the screen.
Okay. And also, tomorrow, just very quickly, there is a benefit for Rancho de Chihuahua and Bridging the World's Animal Sanctuaries, and it's at Marty's Meals Markets at 1107 Penn Road, just off of Cordova, behind the Whole Foods over there. And it's from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, and they're going to be raffling off lots of free dog food, pet food. And they will be talking about dog training, how to interpret dogs' behavior. They're going to have a taco bar and raffles and all sorts of other good things. And for more information, 670-3754 or martysmeals.com. Hey, look, that was the music. That tells us I can't read the other 7 billion announcements.
Well, you can just post them online. Or not.
Yeah. You know what? Get your Pasatiempo. Get your reporter.
Get your New Mexico magazine.
Get your New Mexico magazine. There's lots of good things. And, you know, we try to do it all, but we can't.
Yeah. We try.
Rob DeWalt is senior editor at the New Mexican, at New Mexico magazine. And he is with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. My name is Mary Charlotte. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc, and my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. After that, jazz. Have a wonderful day. Rob DeWalt, have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Be good to your dogs.
You too.
Not that you wouldn't.
They're good to me, so I'm good back.
All right. Hasta la vista.